Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Wednesday,
hump day,
September 13th, 2023. Thank you for listening. It's the normal four, the fab four, and the more fabulous fifth. V Hale has joined us.
Hi.
Hey, V.
Hey, V.
Hey, hey,
hey. Hey,
hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Couple questions.
Oh, this so should be weird. Good.
Did you take your gentleman lover at any point since we last spoke?
No, that whole situation is so weird. I don't even
Wait,
care anymore.
Why is it weird now?
Wait, what?
What's going on?
What is happening?
She cares. She blew it. Something happened.
She didn't blow it. She went out for him. She licked that man's butt.
Hole.
I did. No, I don't even know. I don't know if I just don't get his personality yet and or whatever, but like everything was fine, and then last week I was like, well, like, what do you got going on this weekend? Like, we're on the secret show, right? I know we are, yeah, but I really have to double check.
Okay. Just confirm it.
Yes. I was like, do you want to fuck this weekend? He's like, I don't know. I'm not quite sure. And I'm thinking, that's fucking weird and probably a lie, because we always talk about how we never really have much going on. But hey, maybe this weekend he was busy. I said, okay. Yeah. Well, let me know. My vagina would love to...
You said that my vagina would like some attention. You should have maybe said that.
I didn't really say that. So,
you said, I was like, would you like to fuck this weekend? Did you say it just like that?
Correct.
Hey, would you like
to
fuck this
weekend? You say it on text, or are you guys on the phone at this point?
This one was on the phone, actually.
Oh, okay. And he said, I don't know. I'm kind of busy. I got some stuff.
He didn't say, he just said, I don't know yet what my weekend is. I was like, all right, well, yeah. Like, hey, like, legs are open if you're.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is...
That's how we talk, though, so
no,
that's
and,
not...
And I actually think, on one hand, I'm completely with you. You've just made an offer he should not be able to turn down.
Right.
So, to me, I'm with you. On the other hand, making plans with people that you can't keep is one surefire way to piss them off. I'm familiar.
Sure.
So, if he had some things hanging in the air, he may have felt like, let me make sure I can say yes to this before I find myself having to back out of it.
Maybe some other offers?
I don't know about... Well,
it could... Hey, it could
be better than her.
Which is fine. Hey, which is fine. We are not exclusive. That's fine. But here's why I was like, So, he had said something about, like, being in a funk this last week. We were both talking about it. I was just like, all right, whatever. Like... You're in a funk. I don't fucking care. It's fine. But so the weekend comes, I'm doing something, and I see on his Instagram that he is not, because he had posted a joking thing about he has like a Peloton at home, like the treadmill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was like late at night, and he was joking, like Saturday Night Rager, and he's like on the treadmill. And I'm like, okay, so this guy has no fucking plans. Didn't reach out to want to fuck. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. Whatever, I guess. And then since then, we've talked. He's messaged, never said anything about wanting to hook up or anything. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, if you want to fuck, reach out. I didn't say that to him, but that's where I'm at. Because I'm not going to, like, put that out there, and then you really don't have any plans, and then...
So that hurts you.
Just, it's just, hurts not the word, but it's kind of like...
me.
It feels hurty.
Yeah.
It's not,
hurtful.
I think it's more like...
annoying.
What the... yeah, like, I'm kind of like, I don't think I've ever been to a dude like, hey, and then be like, I'll see what's going on. And then they end up like fucking walking on a treadmill instead of having sex. Like, it's weird. Like, I've never been in that situation.
That your pussy was on offer and he kicked the Peloton over the pussy.
I'm more like over here like, what? Like,
okay.
My vagina is so lonely.
I do want to mention a couple possibilities.
I'm almost turned off a little bit.
Well, I can see why you would be, and I don't blame you, and certainly I think it's hurtful to be offering yourself to someone and them to be like, nothing might be better.
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
I think that's hurtful, and I think
I'd rather
you have every
sit
right
at home
to be,
alone.
To be hurt by that. I also think, and this has happened for me more than once, and I don't mean that I'm such a special guy that girls just really fall for me, but I do mean that I have found myself going, I'm going to pump the brakes on this. Either I'm getting too into it, or I fear she's getting too into it. So that's something that's happened for me. I'm not saying that's the case between you two. I don't know what his deal is.
But then you're going to text me all the next week?
I'm trying to tell you, I don't know the whole scenario.
Yeah,
I do
know
I've
asking.
Definitely been into a girl and realized, I'm into this chick. I am in trouble.
I don't think he's into me like
so
that.
So then maybe
so if
he
thinks it's me, he needs to check his shit at the door.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I don't know.
I didn't say, oh, snookums.
Did you
want to meet up this week and spoon on the couch? I said, do you want to fuck?
I'm just trying to point out.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm saying.
She wants to get dick down,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I'm with you.
It should have been clear for him is my what I'm trying to say.
She's ravenous.
To me, yeah. If I'm the ravenous. Single Ryan Seacrest guy down in L.A., I'm all in. I'm absolutely like, yes,
well,
I can't
you know,
wait
Vin,
to
thank you.
Have you sit on my face. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'd be into it.
That's what I thought. I thought we could just have like a fun little two-person sex party, but
so,
I guess.
I don't know what's going on there. That does seem strange, and it does seem hurtful. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You,
are we fuck buddies or not? Because I want something
that's
to
what
fuck
I
my
feel,
buddy.
But I can't text that because then it's psycho. It's like, oh, I asked you if you wanted to fuck last week. Like, are we fucking or what? It comes off completely. So that's why I'm like, I'm over here. You've texted me a couple times so far since then. I'll respond to you. You want to fuck, let me know. Because I'm not going to keep throwing my pussy out there.
Yeah. No, I think.
And then it's and rejected.
It gets,
you're
so. Doing the right thing.
Back to you.
Yeah.
You just wait.
Whack.
And let him hit you up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
maybe even wait for a little while, even after the next time you do it, still put it on him and let him be the one. And then if it's something that's already run its course, so be it.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm going to have to find another one because that's
you're not
that's
exclusive.
Not
find
for
another
me.
Fuck buddy.
Exactly.
Nice.
It's fine. Look, it takes forever.
I know, but this guy, look, on the bright side, this guy got you out of retirement. And so you're back in action and, you know.
Your first fucking like 2.5 years.
I'm off the bench.
Yeah.
I'm on the field.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I'm not
I'm
hurt
laying
over it.
Naked
I'm
on the field, spread eagle. Come on, boys.
I mean, anyone? Yeah. It's more just annoying and frustrating.
Does anyone want to fuck me? Please. That's, I just don't like the state you're in.
Sounds like desperation.
It does.
Well, listen. I do think it's been strange, and I don't know this. When I was dating, I had no problem finding dates. But I didn't have the same scenario. Maybe it's just because the way I am, but where these guys are juggling 4 and 6 girls at once.
It's gross.
It's really shocking that the... What's blinking? Blinking. There's a blinking thing.
Do we have a... Is it an alarm? Do we have an alarm going?
Do we hear anything?
No.
Are we off the air?
Is it a light? Do we see anything?
It is definitely not the fire alarm.
Just the lights.
It's that.
Oh,
it's all,
I see.
It's all of those.
It's just one of those. Okay.
Okay.
You probably
sorry,
just
everyone.
Set Aho into a downward spiral.
I was in panic mode.
My computer doesn't seem to be strobing, but the lights in this room are strobing.
That day
really...
when Jane was in here yelling at him and we were like, what's going on? Why is he getting yelled at? Texters wrote in and said, there's music playing under your voices.
Yeah,
there's
she
music
was,
playing
she was,
under
she
your voices.
She was yelling. She was helping me out on that one. Yeah, we were both in a little
Someone
bit
else
of a
wrote
mode.
In, I miss the days when radio was live. Sorry about it.
Sorry.
Most of the time we're live.
Yeah, most of the time.
And any changes to this show that have happened are not because we asked for them.
No, there's people who tell us what to do, and they're called our bosses.
Right.
So, but, you know, things might
change. Back
to
B-Hale's pussy.
Right.
Seriously, okay. I don't know why this guy is...
I almost spit out my coffee. Oh, my God.
Well, don't do that. That's
I know. It's whatever.
Okay, let's
Balls in his court.
I agree. You got to just leave it at him and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do whatever those letters are.
Okay, so I got, this is from a long time ago, talking about your thoughts on how old a person could be.
Oh, to be.
Yes, that you would date. And so it doesn't really apply now, but I suppose in a way it does. How old is this guy?
47.
Oh, Jesus. So he's on the high end of what you're willing to accept.
I thought you were playing that game again.
How old is that guy? How old's Ryan Seacrest?
Good one.
Well, and that right there, and that's what I stated, you know, when you go on the dating apps, you got to set the range. And that's why I'm like, okay, 45. But then like this person's also a young 47 and there's old 47s. That's why it's rough. I've met some people that are like 43 and I'm like, dude, you look and act like you're over 50 years old. You know what I mean? So I think it also depends on the person.
Well, I
But
I
you got to like
they got a lot of sun.
You got to give a set in those
You do have to set
your age range.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with liking what you like. I've certainly seen there are people, like in this case, it sounds like you've just come to that conclusion based on the dating app saying, what's your window?
Right.
But I heard the window and went, oh, that chick wouldn't date me. If I were single and we had met in another different way, you'd be like, no, you're too old.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. That's why it's...
You wouldn't write him off. You would date him.
Yeah, it's a little fluid. Like, I'm going to go. Like,
I get that, depends. Though.
I'm just trying to make sure that you would date Vinny. I just need to know.
Vinny?
I can tell he wants to know, so I'm...
That's not what I'm asking.
I'd date you. As long as you didn't stay home on the weekends and work out on your treadmill.
No, I'd be there.
He's a dude who wants to fuck. He was so mad about this survey this week. Did you hear about the survey? He's like so angry about it that he brings it on The Secret Show. He's like, they're saying here that the average American fucks four times a week.
Who the fuck gets that?
Right. See,
people without kids.
You see what I'm saying right here?
Not even
people without kids get it, because everyone I know, kids, no one's fucking four times a week.
Really?
Well, are you fucking four times a week?
Well, I guess I don't know if it's fair if it's an age thing, because the last time I was in a long term someone there every night if I wanted to, we were. But I was in my 20s. Nice.
That's the thing. So that's why we think this is a survey. They didn't say it was a survey of 18 to 22 year olds, but that's what we think it was. Because the average
18
person.
18 to 22.
I don't know.
You're 18 to 19 year olds.
Yeah. Exactly. Just 18 year olds.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this other thing. It's just so funny because Vinny just, you know. I told John that, and John goes, I feel like Vinny's so mad because he doesn't get it four times a week like the average person does. John goes, I'm like, I know, isn't it so great to not to anymore? He goes, well, not to completely not to.
Four times a week.
I wouldn't. Yeah, he wouldn't either.
Yeah, he would.
No, he
would like
he
it.
Would,
yes,
he's
he would.
Way slowed down. He's not like he used to be. He used to be incessantly at me, and now it's great. I'm just like, hey, I'm gonna go to bed. He'll be like, all right, bye.
Well, you shut him down so many times.
Yeah,
that's not why it does start
to dull your senses after a while.
He knows
like,
that if he really needs
man.
It, I give it to him. Like, I gave it to him on a Monday, just like what last week. Just fucking okay, I'll do it. Jesus,
get good rid lord,
of fucking hard on
poor guy.
God.
Anyway, back to the letter.
Okay, slurps all around. I love listening to The Secret Show, and I'm giving my kids, 2 and 5, a bath on Friday through Sunday nights. Mm. These baths are extra long, and I'm so thankful for the time I get to spend with you and them. I'm hoping that she's got headphones on.
I'm sure she does.
I'm just hoping, right? Because she doesn't say so. Commenting on V Hill's dating age range. I am 38 years old, and my husband is 52. We got together when I was 25 and he was 38. The age difference was significant at the beginning, but now it doesn't feel that way at all. Yeah, we have to make different financial decisions with him being older than me while having young kids. I hate to sound like a broken record, but age is just a number to some extent. Certain numbers, like 50, sound a lot older, but in our day-to-day lives, it's just not a thing. I love and appreciate V's approach and overall give it a go attitude. I know it can be so hard out there, and I'm not in a place to give dating advice, just age-open kindness. Keep on keeping on, and hope you get laid. with love and an older husband.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is age-related for guys for sure is that...
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba. Chumba Casino.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yeah, I was dating and all that stuff as a young man, but I also had a career that was way more important than Nook. Like, I knew this was either my ticket out or I was going to be at a surf shop. Because I didn't finish college. My boss goes, why are you going to classes when you're already in radio? You want to do radio, right? And I was like, uh-huh. Well, you're in. And I went, I quit school now. Dumb shit.
No, you weren't a dumb shit.
Well, I know it's right. Worked out, but I'm just saying that's, you know.
You could have always gone back to school.
Anyway, I'm just saying that's, yes, I think that. As a young person,
school now.
you have other priorities. You're not necessarily going to be as a stand-up a guy at 20 as you will be at 40, or even as much as you will be at 50. Like, sometimes guys don't get into that place where they're a good partner until they're in their 40s.
Yeah, I would say 40s for most men.
These days, especially, because honestly, it feels like dudes can just go and go and go all through their 20s and 30s. They don't have to worry about when they have kids or not.
Right.
And it's...
Or they're a lot of kids or young people today are like, kids? Why would I have those?
Why would I have those? The world is falling apart.
It's not the steps it used to be. It was marry early 20s, get the house, have the kids, like it was this, you know, what society says is what you do. And it's just changed so much. So
that American dream and the middle class sort of hopeful, like that's sort of a middle class dream that's gone away.
Yeah.
It's now that's just not there. That whole, yeah, I'll get a mortgage and I'll go to work 5 days a week.
Cars.
And on the weekends, we'll hang around by our pool. And that's not a pool. You better move 2 hours from wherever you work in order to be able to afford a pool.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, owning a home is just, I don't even think it's an American dream anymore. It's nope. Like, it's so far beyond.
Well, it's a dream, it's but like, it's an actual dream, like almost an unattainable dream.
Yeah, like it's a dream. Like, it's on your vision board and you never get it. You're like, one day dream. I'll buy this house.
The Brazilian
house.
Dream.
The Brazilian?
What?
Yeah, that's where I'm going to be owning my home.
Oh, right. The Brazilian dream, right.
How much does a house cost in Brazil?
Because it's not
going to
be here. Well, the dollar's
worth
more.
What's it made out of?
So.
What do houses look like there?
It doesn't mean
they
that
are different.
The property is cheaper, though.
Yeah, but you must have seen pictures.
Because the dollar in Vietnam is strong, but the property is just as expensive out there.
Oh, really?
As out here.
Huh.
Okay.
Like, and they
yeah,
have
it could be that, but I think it would be cheaper, I think.
By like just a whole place right
I'm not sure
on the
not
beach.
To check. I'll report back tomorrow.
Please do. I would like to know about what is it made of.
Their
what
houses
the
are
roofing?
Made out of different stuff, though. She's like, she was blown away that our houses are like wooden, you know, made out of.
I mean, why? Are theirs made out of like concrete?
Yeah, I want to say so. Yeah, they.
Concrete block is super cheap and
like
it,
I want to say it's like
places.
Tile and concrete and it's all hard surfaces. Yeah.
What about
the there's
roof?
Definitely not a carpet there. That's
no,
for sure.
No carpet.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rugs.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
And they hang the hammocks in there too.
Oh.
Like hammocks are a thing, and they have the setups for
it just
those.
Sounds so like tropical.
Yeah.
Tin roofs, you think? And what about air conditioning?
I think they have tin it. Roofs like, actually.
I think they need that.
For sure. I watch a lot of 90 Day. It's the only reason I see it on TV and stuff.
90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah.
What's and that a lot got of to them, do with tin roofs?
She sees
see,
it there?
I see it there on TV a lot. So I'm saying otherwise I wouldn't see the houses there. But from that show.
Oh, you see Brazil on TV.
Yes.
90 Day Fiancé is a lot of Brazilian chicks trying to get.
A lot of them date from there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, the guys usually date.
Okay.
The girls from there.
Hmm.
It's a good idea.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
I'm not
sure. The structures are completely different. Mm. Completely different.
Yep.
Well, I'd be dying to see what, you know, Tom, find out what 100K will get
you.
I'm
going to ask my tomorrow.
I'm looking at it right now.
We're looking at real estate. Where?
You can get, it doesn't say.
Beach. Go to Natal. It's northeast corner.
I'll just tell you what I have here. So one for 100 grand is like 300 square feet.
Oh, it's tiny. It's a tiny home. Tiny.
But is a 100,000 hei, or is it?
100 USD. It
okay,
says.
US dollars. $100,000.
300 square feet is
correct.
Not a home.
Yeah,
no,
it's
a
studio.
Room.
It's a studio with.
That's a room. Yeah, that's insane.
Exactly.
But
so,
where
and
is
there
it
are.
At? That's the thing.
Is it right on the beach?
Yeah, it's right on the beach. That's pretty.
That's all you want.
Rua Jose Linhares, wherever that is.
What?
I don't know.
Go to a town. Totally. Okay, it doesn't matter.
You don't need clothes, just oil.
Yeah.
But there are houses that look nice, and they're like $2-3 million out there. So I would assume it's not cheap.
Yeah,
right. Well, I think you should change your Brazilian dream, dude.
Well, smash. Man.
I'm sure
crash,
there's,
bam,
there's,
boom.
There's a lot of like middle class, you know, 500,000, whatever. And then there's the very poor.
Right, concrete
what do they call
block
them?
With a
like
hot tin
favelas
roof.
Or whatever.
Yeah, there is some rough areas for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure, right.
Oh, we've heard about that when the Olympics were there. People were saying,
"Oh yeah,
scary."
Yep.
Well, I know my car's been robbed before. Yeah, so on like a bus or something like that. I want to say, yeah.
God,
those neighborhoods are probably cheaper.
Yeah,
that's where you should look.
Yeah, you should look at 40 grand.
You're built like a superhero. You're going to be fine.
I don't know. They're going to probably single me out a little bit there.
Let's take that big beefy guy down.
Yeah. Look at his mustache. He's definitely American.
Look at that white couple
muscles.
Over there.
You crack. You crack a couple heads. Word will get out. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
God.
Yeah, they'll just send the gangs to kill you. It's fine. Totally.
It'll be fine.
You'll
be great. It'll be over quick, Alex. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. All right, that's going to do it for the Seeger Show. We've ruined everything once again. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. BRYN at RadioAlice.com. Be Hell, thank you for being on. We'll see you again tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love Be Hell.
I love you guys. I love you, man.
All the time.
Keep it going.
Every day. And I.
Feel it.
You feel that?
I feel it too. Where's my lighter? I gotta.
Oh,
wave
oh just grab your. Don't do your lighter. Do your phone.
Oh, yeah, that's what everyone does now.
The end.
Oh, that's the end?
Yeah, oh, I mean, what are we gonna do? We're gonna sit here and sing all day? Let's get out of here. Okay.